So I moved to Washington, D.C. After I did a clerkship with the Alaska Supreme Court. And when I was in D.C., I started meeting Iranian Americans who were involved with IBA. And it was really a great resource to network and to meet other attorneys. And I made some really good friends through the organization. And one thing that I did for the DC chapter is they actually were not a part of the voluntary bar associations in Washington, DC, as part of the DC bar. So I submitted an application and then they were included. So that's great. So they were like among the women lawyers and the different ethnic minority bar associations. They were involved in that network. And then when I moved to Phoenix to take a job with the EEOC, actually Samin Adib first started IBA in the spring of 2012. So I moved here in 2009. And while I was working at the EEOC, my opposing counsel on a case was actually Pouria Paknajad, who was previously, I believe, well, he was previously a member of the Board of Governors for Arizona State Bar. And I believe he's the first Iranian American attorney on the Arizona Board of Governors. I believe the first and only. So at that time, he was not on the Board of Governors. He was a attorney at a firm, and he was my opposing counsel. Which was really interesting. And he knew that I was interested in IBA because I talked about it with him. And so when Samin Adib was founding the IBA in Phoenix in around that 2011 2012 time frame, he told me about it because he was a longtime resident of the Phoenix area. I was new. I had just arrived from DC and other places. And so, so then I became involved at that point. I believe I was like a vice president at that point. And then a few years later, I became the president